Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you very much indeed for joining us. This is Talk TV with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Still with me in the studio is Philip Ingram, former military intelligence officer. We've been talking about what's been going on in Gaza with, of course, that airstrike by the IDF on the seven aid workers, three of whom are British, who have died. We are told by the Israelis it was a mistake that they believe there was, it was understood, a Hamas fighter in that convoy. But there has been international outrage. I want to know your reaction. Should there be international outrage? The Prime Minister here has demanded an investigation into that strike. Should the UK take a tougher approach? I'd love to hear from you. 0344 499 1000. You can send us a text on 87222, or you can tweet us at, or X us, whatever it is, at Talk TV. Love to hear your
Twitter.
I say this all the time, whatever they're called this week, but it's we all say Twitter, don't we? Absolutely. Well, look, let's talk right now to my next guest on this, and he is Bob Seeley. He's a Conservative MP. He's a MP for the Isle of Wight, but he's also a member of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee in the House of Commons. Good morning to you, Bob.
Morning. Good morning, Julie.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. What do you make of the, first of all, the Israeli apology? We've had a very senior figure in the IDF, this is their chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, issuing a very heartfelt, I believe, apology for this event. We've had the Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you know, it was a mistake. And then the demands from Joe Biden and for Rishi Sunak for an investigation. What do you make of their reaction?
OK, well, there's lots of bits there. Firstly, condolences to the families. They sound like impressive men and they had impressive military records. So I'm very sorry that they were killed. Clearly, the apologies are heartfelt from the Israeli side, because clearly this was a mistake. And clearly this is very bad for the Israelis to have done this. However, this isn't the first time that aid workers have been killed in Gaza. Something like 170 aid workers have been killed. And when Palestinian aid workers are killed, it doesn't really make the media. And the problem is that Israeli targeting is much too willing to accept a high civilian and high collateral damage rate. And I think as someone who is a great supporter of the State of Israel, I think this is doing Israel intense long-term damage to its reputation throughout the world and its potential and its future.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it, for me, is when people are saying, well, this is clearly a deliberate attack. They thought, you know, this is what the murderous, barbarous, genocidal Israeli regime does. I mean, this is all over social media, isn't it? It seems this is a really stupid thing for Israel to have done in terms of their international PR. Now, none of that matters as much as the lives of those seven people who died. We're particularly obviously concerned here in Britain about the three British workers, eight incredibly brave men who worked in the British military, now going out and doing incredibly important work, saving lives in Gaza. And we absolutely salute those people. As you say, our hearts go out to them and their families. But it would be an absurd thing for Israel to think, yeah, we're just going to target these guys and we're going to kill aid workers, foreign aid workers, and we reckon we're going to get away with it. They clearly didn't think they were just aid workers. That would be rather obvious, wouldn't it? In which case, They must have believed that there was a Hamas fighter or something. But how does that happen? I mean, we know there's the fog of war, but how does that happen when you're in a situation where they say, look, it was at night, they believe they had, you know, they believe it's thought that there was a Hamas fighter with them. Even if that were the case, would that be a legitimate target, given the awful phrase, the collateral damage of those other people in that convoy?
Okay, legitimate target, it depends on how important the target is and how many, how much collateral damage you're willing to endure. If this was a run-of-the-mill Hamas fighter, this would not be acceptable. If this was a senior commander, Israel's own rules of war might say it is. And that explains why Israel will level a block of flats, killing 10 or 20 Palestinians potentially in order to hit a tunnel with a senior Hamas commander beneath it. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that is the thought process that you go through. So it depends how much collateral damage, how many civilian casualties you're willing to endure is somewhat dependent on the value of the target and whether you can defend that in a court of law afterwards. I have no doubt there were processes that Israel has gone through. The problem is, has become very, very evident. And forget about the anti-Semites and the anti-Israeli idiots on Twitter. Let's just, you know, have a serious and sensible conversation. Is that Israel is quite clearly, it's so determined to deal with Hamas that its proportionality, which is an important part of the principles of humanity in international humanitarian law, the rules of law, Geneva Conventions, Hague Conventions, all those sorts of good things. Those rules are simply being bent out of shape by Israel because it is willing to endure very high civilian casualties, proportionality, as in its attempt to get rid of Hamas. And frankly, it is doing itself increasing amounts of damage to achieve that.
Well, indeed, and there are lots of concerns about, you know, the plan to go into Fatah, Rafah, and the risk of civilian loss of life then as well, and the massive concerns about the basic state of, you know, malnutrition and potential starvation of civilians in Gaza. Do you think the international community, including our own government, are we doing enough to make sure of that? Look, you know, we can be very supportive of Israel's right, not just to self-defence, but to go in and take out Hamas. And yes, accepting that there will be the collateral damage of civilian deaths. There will be. It happens in all wars. There's never been a war where that's not happened, including those that have been pursued by our country. But are we doing enough in the West to make sure that Israel stays on the right side of the line on that to protect the needs of civilians, in particular getting aid into people, to the people of Gaza?
I think the US has been surprisingly robust, actually. And I think the UK has been pretty robust as well. Whether Netanyahu's government wants to listen is another matter. And the problem is, I don't think Netanyahu's government is listening. And I think there are probably some very unhealthy internal Israeli political dynamics here, which means that the longer that Netanyahu can extend the crisis, potentially that is the best way for him to survive politically. So I think you're now seeing a lot of opposition to the Netanyahu government again in Israel, and this clearly is not going to help them. There's some talk about, should we be cutting off intelligence sharing?
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is absolute nonsense. We're not intelligence sharing with Israel because it's a signal that we think they're nice or not. We're intelligence sharing with Israel in the same way that we do with the Saudis, because it is in our national interest to do so, because these people, Israel has an incredible intelligence network throughout the Middle East and especially in Syria. And if we start sulking or tutting and cutting off our intelligence sharing relationship when we want Israel to help us stop a terrorist attack in this country that's maybe originating out of Syria, if they turn around and say, well, you've cut off your intelligence sharing with us, that damages our national security. So I think we have to have a sense of reality here, that we gain a lot out of the intelligence sharing that we have, not only with Israel, but with other governments that we sometimes disagree with, like the Saudis. Yeah. That is different from what Israel is doing. And Israel's friends should be telling Israel bluntly, you're damaging yourselves. Prosecute your war against Hamas, but don't kill civilians or do more to stop civilians being killed. And as I say, this has reached the papers only because, and the media, only because there are 7 Westerners killed.
Yeah.
There have been nearly 200 Palestinians killed, just aid workers alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a very, very crucial point. I just want to ask you finally, though, we've had this apology from the Israeli government, the IDF. Have we had an apology yet from Hamas for all of the civilians they've killed?
No. Look, you make a very good point. But the answer to that is a simple one, Julia. Israel does not consider itself to be on a moral level with Hamas. And Israel is not our Hamas in the Middle East. Israel is a law-governed state and sets itself much higher standards. We know that Hamas has no standards, has no moral standards, and will slaughter and rape and mutilate Israelis where they can. That is not the point. It is not a law-governed state when Israel is.
Yeah.
And Israel, if Israel says it lives by a higher set of standards, it needs to meet those higher set of standards, because that is what it is saying about itself.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's Bob Seeley, Conservative MP, member of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee. Let's bring Philip Ingram back in. I mean, this is the thing, it's a fair point, isn't it? It's like, oh, outrageous, this has happened. You know, Israel admit it, apologise, say they will investigate. An independent investigation would be the correct thing, absolutely. But when Hamas make their false claims about, you know, oh, the IDF have bombed this particular hospital, and like, no, it turns out it was actually one of their terrorist bombs that hit the hospital, and they claim 400 have died, when actually it's nothing like that. And never get an apology for that. Mm. Never get an investigation for that. We are holding, we always do, we hold completely different standards to these different sides of this war.
We do. The key thing that Bob said in there was the phrase proportionality. And people have this belief that under international law, there is a proportionality line.
Yep.
One side of it, you're legal. The other side of it, you're not. There isn't. There are multiple lines. Those proportionality lines are dictated by the government that is controlling the operation. In this case, it's the Israeli government. That's a different proportionality line to the UK one, to the US one, to the French, to anyone else's. And that's where what the Israelis need to be able to do is justify what they're doing from a military perspective in international court. Look at the big proportionality bit, where during the Second World War, the US used 2 nuclear weapons to destroy 2 cities. Mm. Because they knew that in proportional terms, that would shorten the Second World War.
Yes.
Significantly,
save
and
lives
save
overall.
Lives
yep.
overall. But they have to justify that. But the yep. arguments at the time, if we had the same people out there on Twitter commenting, would have been ranting and raving against the United States.
And some
are already.
Absolutely. Well, look, let's get your thoughts on all of this, as well as the Prime Minister demanded an investigation into the Israeli strike that killed 3 British aid workers in Gaza. Should the UK take a tougher approach, is my question. You can call us on 0344 499 1000. I've just learnt you can WhatsApp us on that as well, that same number, 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk to 87222, or you can tweet us at TalkTV. Some of those messages coming in. Terry says he needs to concentrate on the problems we have here in the UK. A lot of people think that. Mel says Rishi Sunak should demand an investigation into the potholes covering Britain's roads. Clemmy says Israel is doing the right thing, they're protecting themselves against the Hamas terrorists. Jazz says Israel condemns killing of aid workers. It seems no matter how hard Israel tries to avoid this situation, it is not going to go away, and we will see this sort of thing happening again and again. Andrew says he should keep his nose out of everyone else's business except for the people who pay his wages. These public servants have gotten way too big for their boots. Let's go to the phone lines now. Jenny is on the line. She is in Newquay in Wales. Hello. I didn't know there was a Newquay in Wales.
Yes, there's a new key, but it's new.
Key. Space. Not new key. Right, got that.
Yeah.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling in. So what do you think? Do you think the UK should take a tougher approach to Israel or not?
No, I don't. And I'm very glad Philip Ingram's with you, because he might be able to verify this.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose false intelligence comes from Hamas to say that there is a Hamas fighter in something or other that's aid. Yeah. Or, you know, ambulance or whatever. And it's false. So therefore, the Israelis legitimately bomb it.
Yeah.
as you have said already, then that would mean there would be such an outcry that Hamas fighters could then use anything for aid with impunity.
Very good point. Philip, what do you make of that?
Oh, distinctly possible. You know, we know Hamas have used disinformation across the board, trying to set Israel up and trying to change the and influence the commentary that's going on in the international community, so that your intelligence processes should be robust enough to be able to filter that out. Mm-hmm. But in the heat of war, in the speed of what's going on, and if you've got people who are not necessarily following the procedures,
but you were saying processes, they might be ignoring what the senior commanders are saying.
Exactly.
But that's an interesting thing, Jenny, isn't it? Is that, you know, we get these sort of false flag operations, but Hamas win either way. Either, you know, like when they hide behind civilian targets, they've used ambulances before and aid workers vehicles before, and of course they get in hospitals and schools and the like. If that protects them from attack, they win. And if they still get attacked, Israel gets blamed for it and they win again.
Can I just say something further? And I don't think it seems to be something understood by anybody. I'm not only a theologian, but I also have studied the Quran and the Hadith. Mm-hmm. Now, and I can tell you this, that our idea of peace in the West is not the Muslim idea of peace. So when you're talking about peace, you're actually talking at cross purposes. Douglas Murray would be able to verify this.
Douglas Murray has talked about this a lot, hasn't he? Listen, thank you very much, Jenny. I so appreciate your call. Thank you for getting in touch. Do get in touch again.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast. Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you. Harder, older, Hartley Brewer. The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.